After Mincha today and tomorrow.
Back up.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
I didn't hear what.
Tomorrow. Today is no afternoon.
No afternoon? What happened?
It's closed.
Okay. Yedid is Chloe's. What's the Yedid is Protis from Halach? Okay. So tomorrow we'll be learning Be'ez Hashem Dal Minim. I have a Gevaldig Shaila that I got this morning, approximately 2:50 a.m. from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody sent me a Shaila. Negir Tukis. Fascinating Shaila. And it also connects to the sugi that we're doing in the morning now, that Beis Medrash is doing with Sukkah Gzula. So I'd rather have a kibbut aveim. I have to take one of my parents to a doctor shortly. So I'm going to tell you the shaila. And tomorrow we'll be menatech it to the pieces. The shaila is as a younger man in Eretz Yisrael went into the machsan, downstairs in the building, the storage, and built a sukkah. Took his sukkah out, took the schach out, and built the sukkah. The maisa, if everything was done, it's a big sukkah, and it's on the roof, it's a whole tircha yaseira. It's all built. It was nizbaratim that he used his neighbor's schach. His neighbor, the one whose schach he used, so it's gegazel to schach. Show you the shalem idaz gazel. The neighbor whose schach he used is grada kaptim. This was part of the Shailito. Not the kind of guy that would have let him use it to begin with. The neighbor is grad in America for sukkahs. So he called the neighbor to tell him what happened because he definitely doesn't want to take the whole sukkah apart and the schach and go down to the basement. It's hours and hours of work. He said, I was davening that the guy should, he said, Taka, the guy was not happy. Why did, you know, first he put him through the, why he did it and why weren't you more careful? But after the whole thing, he said, so what do you want me to do? So should I go, do I have to take the whole thing apart? He says, no, use it. So what's the shayla? The guy who asked the shayla is halam, if I stayed learning. His shayla was, well, my sir was a sukkah gzula. Right? It was a sukkah gzula, shol shalom das gazla. Does he have to be minaneya the schach? He remembered in Mishtabura, from Hilchos Tzitzis. The Mishabur brings down a shayla if somebody puts tzitzis into a beged. When he put the tzitzis in the beged, it was gegazel. Then he was coined with shinui. Does he have to now put the tzitzis in again? Because tassav lo even also. So he wanted to know, heichen adayni din el haidin. This is choshemish, but the rechayim, it's three halakim of Shulchan Aruch we could get mixed into this shayla. But I'll tell you why it's not so pasha. Pashkof Rishonim would seem pasha. Why it's not so pasha. The Gemara in Sukkah brings down that the Daf Lamed Aleph Takonas Meresh, which means the Chazal will mesaken the Takonas Meresh by Sukkah, even though Sukkah is a Dira Sarai. Chazal will mesaken the Takonas Meresh, which means that once you build a Sukkah with a gegazel to wood, which this was, again, the guy wasn't having to be a Gaza. Doesn't matter. He's a Gaza and Shalom Midas. He's a Gaza. Chazal will misakin that you coined the wood. And now it's your sukkah. Not a sukkah gzul. The Gemara brings a maisa with the Reish Gelusim, with the Gansa maisa. And they were yotze that sukkah. So it would seem that there should be no shine. Right? Big difference between the Mishabur that he's thinking about in Hilchos Tzitzis. There's no Takonas Meirish there. There was no Tadir Taka. A Heingeleg, Gagazel to Tzitzis. And now he was kind of, after it was already in, the problem of Tassel Lemonos. Here the Takonas Meirish was Chal Miyad. As it became Gito of the other one, as it became a Sukkot. It's his. So, L'chayrit should not be a problem. Right? In fact, the Sugi and Sukkot L'chayr is Mukhach. Because they were sitting in the sukkah. And when the lady, Aisha, after the lady came and complained, she said, Reish Gelusa v'kulu rabboni, you can look up the Gemara, you're sitting in a stolen sukkah. Rav Nachman said, Pito, you go. She's a crier, she's a screamer. Ain't loyal to the mayates and bulvat. Right? Rav Nachman didn't paskin, you know what? We got to lift up the schach. Pasuk lo even also. Mishnah doesn't make a pasuk. Sukkah is good. So why am I saying this is a shayla? Because there's a big machloikas rishonim. What happens if a guy says, you know what? I'm not paying. Chazal made a takonas hashovim. What was takonas hashovim? That you could keep the stolen wood. You just have to pay it by cash. So let's say I took a schach mat. The schach mat, $100 schach mat. I don't have to now give him back the schach mat. I have to just give him $100. Right. What happens if I don't give him the $100? What if I don't give him the $100? Is Pshat Chazal made a takana, it's yours. Now it's yours. Why they did it? They did it to make sure that you're going to pay him back. Takonas Medesh. Right? We're going to learn about this also in Bekiyas and Perek HaGoyzel. They did it for that reason. But what happens to the guy's Nishkin Balchuvah? I'm not paying. It's all nit. What's that law? So the tour by us brings down a machlekes rishonim. The Balayita seems to say that you're only kind of the sukkah if it's daitoy lefroya, you hear? If you plan to pay for it. If you're not paying for it, then the sukkah's not yours. And that's what the tour brings down over here from the Balayita. Simen Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. That's what he brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Balayita kosavim gozal eitzim v'sichech poem ve'enoi roitze litein d'meyem havi le'nami gzula. It's a stolen sukkah. It's not automatic. Not automatic. The shaila is, do the other Rishonim agree with it? Do the other Rishonim agree with this Balayita, or is it Daz Yochid? The reason why it sounds like the other Rishonim argue, and the Beis Yosef brings down, is because they're looking, where do we ever have a sukkah gzula? Once Chazal was Mesakeh, Takonas Meirish. So how do you have a sukkah gzula? And they start looking for Eitzes, a sukkah ala gola, mitmaisis. Fosse, push it. You stole the wood and you don't want to pay back. The fact that Rashi and the other Rishonim are looking for ways, how do you ever have a sukkah gzula? Sounds like they don't look like the Balayita. According to Balayita, sukkah gzula is simple. That's the way many understand the Beis Yosef brings down that possibility. The Morgan Avram held it doesn't. Morgan Avram holds that the Shitas Balayita is miskabel in halacha. And the Morgan Avram actually seems to learn that the Tur holds like the Balayita, not like the Beis Yosef. He says, he brings this down, this opinion, the Morgan Avram, as the Tur b'shem the Balayita. If you look at the Morgan Avram by us. And after the Morgan Avram is Nigra Arayv the Poiskim, the later Achronim, Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down the Morgan Avram, Mishabur brings down the Morgan Avram, the Orach HaShulchan brings down the Morgan Avram. So it comes out la'aloche that the Takonas Meirish over here by Sukkah is not automatic. It's only if you plan to pay. If you don't plan to pay, there's no Takonas Meirish. Right? Azoy Kum Morgan Avram. We'll talk more about the Pratim here. So if that's the case, if you have a Gazan, a Goizel Shalei Midas, he has no Das to steal it. So in a way, he's better. He's a Shen of the Yid. He's a better Jew. Because he didn't want to steal. But he has no intention to pay for it. He has no intention to be kind of it. He has no intention to pay for it. Could be he's Gora. If you learn, there was a big umbrella. Chazal said, you steal wood, you put it into the schach, it's yours. Doesn't matter what your intention is. It's automatically yours. Here, kulose chumrasa. Here you could say that according to the Balayita, that the whole reason why you're kind of the wood is because you intend, basically you intend to buy it. Chazal gave you, like you're having a lease, you have a buyout option. They gave you a buyout option. That you could buy it. You could turn it into a purchase. And the mailer, you could be yitzah with the sukkah. Nu zei bazei. Come in here. So then this shayla will be a real shayla. Now he was a gazan. He built a sukkah that was a sukkah gzul. There was no takanas meirish because there was no diet in the shayla. If she talk it out for a minute, I'll let the olim think about it. Huh? So. But when I put it up, it was stolen.
But he was willing to give it back. So what could have been is when we give the money. He called the guy, he said, listen, why did he put back up and back? It's such a difficult.
Our shaila is one shaila. When you have a sukkah that starts off as a sukkah gzula and then becomes a non-sukkah gzula, do you have to lift up the schach? That's the shaila. And the only way to get around that shaila is to say it never became a sukkah gzula. The only way for it not to become a sukkah gzula, according to Baal Yitzhak, is it's a purchase. How?
I was also meant to give it back.
You didn't hear what I said. Mishkehat was a good
gzula. Why is it not the money
in the bank? The manal is not
here to give back the Lord.
The manal is not here to give back. If I would say I'm stealing the sukkah and I have to ask to give it back without the punishment, let's say it was not that punishment. I'm a good guy. I want to steal a sukkah and I want to give it back to him. But without that punishment, it's the sukkah zula. And I'll hear something. The sukkah zula doesn't help me. The only way for me to make it out of sukkah zula has to be that the time that I built it, it was the sukkah zula. So what was it? According to Baal Yitzhak, it was a purchase. Chazal made it a purchase. And it has to be a pledge to pay it. You don't have a pledge to pay for the Chazal demons on something too. Or I'm telling you, I'm not passing any Lechum. I'm telling you, we have a shot. We have a shot. I didn't come out with my Zalachna, but I want them to chew it up a little. Okay.
Ten o'clock.